Ah, well, good morning, you guys. How many of you, I think we have a picture of this guy. How many of you have ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Paul Reed Smith? Anybody at all? One or two, you know, several, 10, 30, 40. Yeah. Guitar maker, has his factory here on Kent Island or over on Kent Island. How many people have ever heard of, however, Paul Ray Smith, and I think we have his picture also. What? You're kidding. I hadn't either until yesterday. Paul Reed Smith and Paul Ray Smith. And as we go on, I wonder if which of these guys you would consider to be a hero. Maybe the first, maybe the second, maybe both of them, maybe neither of them. I'll let you decide. Paul Reed Smith started his business in Annapolis. He was a guitar maker. He took a couple old models of guitars and kind of got a design from them, created his own guitars, and whenever some rock star would come to town, he would go to the concert and meet with them backstage and try to sell them a guitar. And eventually, you know, people started buying them. His name started making the rounds. He became well known. And over the last 20 or 30 years, he's built up from, you know, an individual building these guitars to this, you know, empire, really. I mean, he's internationally known. He's probably a multimillionaire. He has this huge factory. He has the recognition and esteem and prestige of the entire industry. And so I have to admire that. You know, as far as an entrepreneur, the guy really did an incredible job. He has succeeded beyond probably his wildest dreams. Paul Ray Smith, on the other hand, is not famous or well known. He does not or did not build an empire. He was not a multimillionaire. In fact, he lost everything. And perhaps I should say he sacrificed everything. All of his hopes, all of his dreams, his home, his family, his wife and children, his very life, he sacrificed and laid down for the cause of freedom and also to protect and save the lives of his fellow soldiers who were with him at the time. He is also known as Sergeant First Class Paul Ray Smith from B Company, 11th Engineer Battalion, 3rd Infantry Division of the United States Army. On April 4th of 2005, he was posthumously awarded the Medal of Honor, which was presented by President Bush to his 11-year-old son, David. And I'd like to read to you the citation on that Medal of Honor award. Sergeant First Class Paul R. Smith distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty in action with an armed enemy near Baghdad International Airport, Baghdad, Iraq, on the 4th of April, 2003. On that day, Sergeant First Class Smith was engaged in the construction of a prisoner of war holding area when his task force was violently attacked by a company-sized enemy force. What had happened was his group had actually gone in behind enemy lines. Their objective was to take Baghdad International Airport. They managed to do that. There was a little concrete area that could be used for holding POWs. So they smashed a hole in the wall with one of their vehicles and were beginning to prepare that to be used to hold prisoners of war from when they came in from the other surrounding areas of combat. They were basically an engineering battalion. They were violently attacked by a company-sized enemy force. Realizing the vulnerability of over 100 fellow soldiers, Sergeant First Class Smith quickly organized a hasty defense consisting of two platoons of soldiers, one Bradley fighting vehicle, and three armored personnel carriers. As the fight developed, Sergeant Smith braved hostile enemy fire to personally engage the enemy with hand grenades and anti-tank weapons, and he organized the evacuation of three wounded soldiers from an armored personnel carrier that was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade and a 60-millimeter mortar round. Fearing that the enemy would overrun their defenses, Sergeant First Class Smith moved under withering enemy fire to man a 50-caliber machine gun which was mounted on a damaged armored personnel carrier. In total disregard for his own life, he maintained his exposed position in order to engage the attacking enemy force. During this action, he was mortally wounded. His courageous actions helped defeat the enemy attack and resulted in as many as 50 enemy soldiers killed while allowing the safe withdrawal of numerous wounded soldiers. Sergeant First Class Smith's extraordinary heroism and uncommon valor are in keeping with the highest traditions of the military service and reflect great credit upon himself, the 3rd Infantry Division, Rock of the Marne, and the United States Army. Young guy, had everything to live for, had a wonderful family, a wife and 2 children, had, I'm sure, all kinds of plans for when he got back from overseas. I'm sure they talked many nights and many days about what they would do, how many children they would have, where they might ultimately live, how they would like to spend their senior years when they were old and gray and sitting on the porch rocking. But something came up that demanded the ultimate sacrifice, and he willingly, zealously laid down his life for that. 2 weeks later, U.S. News and World Report said this in their article about him. They said, drawing from this soldier's example, the Army, actually, drew up a new creed as it tightened its training procedures. And what they did was they took the warrior ethic and the soldier's creed, and they combined them together into a new creed. We have that here on PowerPoint. The soldier's creed, inspired by this man's heroism, says, I am an American soldier. I am a warrior and a member of a team. I serve the people of the United States and live the Army values. I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. I will never leave a fallen comrade. I am disciplined, physically and mentally tough, trained and proficient in my warrior tasks and drills. I always maintain my arms, my equipment, and myself. I am an expert and I am a professional. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the enemies of the United States of America in close combat. I am a guardian of freedom and the American way of life. I am an American soldier. Pretty high standard. I like to think about things that are noble and pure and lovely and of good report, that are praiseworthy, have virtue, and I think this meets all of those criteria. In fact, I was thinking, without taking anything away from this, and this is awesome, I was wondering, you know, we are warriors for the kingdom of God. We are soldiers. And I thought, you know, what would it be like to have a kingdom creed based on this? So to help us realize what it's like to be a soldier in the kingdom of God. So that's what I did. We've got up here the kingdom creed. By comparison, I am. Everybody say, I am.
I am.
Thank you. I am a kingdom soldier. I am a warrior and a member of his body. I serve the people of God and I live by the Bible's values. Go ahead. I will always place God's great commission first. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit. I will never leave a fallen brother or sister, but will encourage them, assist them, and pray for them. Next one. I am disciplined, physically and spiritually strong, trained and proficient in my warrior tasks and devotions. I always maintain my walk, my spiritual armor, and myself. I strive to be an expert, even if I am never a professional. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the strongholds of the enemy, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. I am a proclaimer of freedom and the way, the truth, and the life. I am a kingdom soldier. Why don't we say that last line together? I am a kingdom soldier. Amen. Amen. All right, Angie, drop and give me 50 right here. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. You know, we hear stories like this, incredible heroism. Deep sacrifice. Incredible acts of heroism. We read creeds like this that just drip with honor and nobility and goodness. And it just is, it's, on the one hand, it's so inspiring, but you know, on the other hand, it can be a little intimidating. Because, you know, when on Monday morning when we wake up, we don't feel like, I am a kingdom soldier, you know. Anthony, do an Arnold for me.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, I'm a kingdom soldier. We don't feel like that on Monday morning or on Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 when everything is coming down around us. You know, we feel like just, you know, who we are. We feel very inadequate, sometimes woefully inadequate. And, you know, when we look at creeds like this and hear stories like this, we may actually get intimidated and think, you know, I want to do great things for God. I love God. I'm so grateful for Him. But, man, you know, I'm just a guy. I'm just, who am I? How could I ever lay down my life like that? How could I ever be a hero like that? How could I ever have that kind of courage or bravery, man? I barely have enough courage to, with a trembling hand, take a tract out of my pocket and put it on the counter in front of the Burger King girl. You know, and these guys just seem like, you know, just way beyond who I am or what I can do. We see ourselves as shy and timid. How many people see themselves as shy? Raise your hand. Go ahead, raise it high. Don't be shy. Raise your hand. Raise it high. Yeah. How many people see themselves as timid or maybe lacking self-confidence? Couple. Yeah. Not good with words, and we're so burdened with the thought of failure that we're afraid oftentimes to just step out in faith. What if I mess up? What if I don't represent Him well? What if I can't think of an answer? What if I make them mad? Or what if it's really embarrassing and I just trip over my words? What if this? What if that? What if a million other things? Fill in the blank. And we just become burdened down. And we're so afraid to step out in faith that we never get to see what God could really do with someone like us. Because it's really not about us. It's all about Him.